David. David.
KMOX, happy Friday. Gonna be a friggin' hot one this weekend, man.
Not going outside.
Yeah, I have tickets to the Cardinals Yankees on Sunday.
Oh.
And I just shot one across Nick's bow, like, you know, we could watch it in my place.
It's gonna be like 100, isn't it?
Like 101, yeah. Ooh. So real feel like 110.
Are you in the shade or not?
Yeah, we're like in 350.
Okay.
So I think we would be under.
You can definitely do that in shade.
It's a big difference.
Yeah.
Big difference.
Yeah.
When I was in Big Mac Land, that day with Phoebe, it was a day like that, like that's gonna come up this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You are ass out in Big Mac Land.
Yeah, you know how like when vampires get caught out in the sunlight,
yeah,
and they just, that's
start
me. That's me if I'm in that section at that time without my sunscreen. I'll just be like, poof, gone.
How about the Kool-Aid challenge?
Oh, my
that's
God.
That's crazy. What's wrong with these kids?
I mean, it would be funny if you were doing it like at your own place.
Would it?
If you were doing it like where the only consequences is your parents are mad at you. But you're just doing this to random people's houses?
You didn't meet my parents.
Well, no, I get it. But like, you know what you're getting into there. When you're doing this to random people, you're committing crimes.
Yes.
Like, that's not wise in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of a crime I committed as a kid that was worth the punishment.
Boy.
Because here's the thing about my growing up, and probably a lot of people my age, is that there was no correlation between beatings and crimes. It was just random. And so what happens as a kid, or a chicken, like if you're getting like, you know, like sometimes you get a piece of food, sometimes you get poked in the chicken eye. Like you just, you know, oh, well, I guess anything goes because I'm as likely to catch a beating on a Sunday morning eating pancakes as I am, you know, pulling shenanigans. Because my parents, it's sort of like if a dog pees on the carpet and then you wait 6 hours and you rub their face in it, they're
right.
Like, what the hell's this about? That's kind of like my neighborhood.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, also people shouldn't do that.
Rub puppy's face in it?
Yeah. Don't do that.
So did it make you want to behave better, or were you like, well, I might as well misbehave because who knows what's really going on?
So it a little bit of both. I wasn't a giant misbehavior. I wasn't going to pull a Kool-Aid trick. I wasn't going to jump through someone's, you know, drywall or something like that. It was pretty typical little kid shenanigans. But if I were on the edge about, I think I'm going to catch hell for this, I'm like, well, I'm going to catch hell anyway, so.
Yeah.
It seems like fun.
Might as well just do it.
Yeah.
Are we talking like child crimes, not like actual crimes, right? Like, because like the only crime that I would have committed that I said
child
was worth
crimes.
It would be like when I got my license and I would speed. Like, sometimes it was worth it.
Yeah.
Because I would get home in time for curfew, as an example.
Yeah, no. I wasn't like,
I feared
I wasn't
that
like
more.
Fencing stolen
right.
Products or
yeah,
anything.
Yeah, well, I meant more like the Kool-Aid thing, right? Where you might actually destroy something or
no,
whatever.
No, I don't
know.
No,
like
I
you
was
mean just
way,
kiddie crimes.
I was way too afraid of my parents for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one thing that we did, we thought we were going to die. We thought we were going to go to jail. Because we had on our street, I can't remember how old we were, but this is early grade school. Maybe I'm 6 or 7 years old, 8 years old. And it was snow in the middle of the winter. The roads are pretty quiet because it was like a snow day, so nobody's doing things. And there was a main road near us at the end of our block, and we wanted to see if we could throw a snowball over that road and to the parking lot that was on the other side. We wanted to see if we could do that. And I don't remember if it was me or my buddy, but one of us threw one and hit a cop car as he was pulling by. And
yikes.
Boy, we booked it. We thought we were going to jail.
Yeah.
And he, you know, it was nothing terrible. He's like, Can't do that, guys.
Well, that's like,
but that was fear. Like, I'm going to jail.
I once legit ran from the cops on my mini bike. I've told the story before.
Yeah.
But I made a decision.
Yeah.
Like, I was going down the alley hauling ass.
You're not taking me alive.
And the 5-0 pulls up. And his window is down. He just gave me one of these, like, come here. And I remember, like, making a decision. I'm like, I think I can make it. And I just spun that thing around, went back down the alley, dropped it right in my yard, ran in and got in my room, and then like 5 minutes later, Dave, the police are here to see you. Oh, great.
And that's kid logic of like, well, I made it to my room, so
I'm
safe. I was going to say, like, what was the end point here? Like, what did you see happening after you fled the officer?
Prison.
I know from us, when we were running right there, we thought we could get like into a backyard and just not get caught.
Yeah.
Because we figured, you know, I mean, you're thinking if we just hide like they do in the movies.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's it, right? We see all these movies and TV shows and people hide.
We'll do like they do after they commit a murder. We'll drop the vehicle right in front of where we live.
Trish Gazelle texted me and said TPing was her big one.
Oh, we did that. Yeah.
I did that
never TP'd.
I never participated in one that wasn't with someone we knew. Like, it was somebody's house that we knew. It was a friend's house.
You cleaned up?
Oh, we didn't end up cleaning it up, no. But we didn't do it to strangers, is what I'm saying. We didn't just do random houses.
It doesn't sound much better than you're doing it to friends.
No, I know. I get it. It's better, but it's not good. Let's put it that way. But it's funnier when it's somebody you know. Because if you don't know them, what's the point?
I thought it was pretty funny when I did it to people I didn't know.
How do you get TP out of the tree? Do you...
Like, you don't. The hose? Depends on how big the tree is.
You don't. You hope it rains.
No, rain's worse because it sticks. You hope that it gets windy and just blows off. Because there were a couple times where we did one to a friend and we did it pretty bad, like a lot. And it rained that night and it all just stuck to the tree. And it was like...
Yeah. The same day, I believe it was Halloween, and I wanted to go corning and I couldn't. So my mom took me next door and let me corn Lester Opel's house in front of him, which was just hard corn thrown at the window. Then I had to pick up every damn piece, every kernel.
Kernels of corn. Okay.
Kernels of corn. Okay. Yeah, he was watching me.
Yeah.
It was the dumbest thing ever. And then that night I went trick-or-treating. I came home. I turned on my light, and someone was soaping my window. And all I could see was the circular soap, and they're going, woo-hoo! And my junk went numb for the first time. Like, when I get really scared, everything below the belt goes numb. And I was just like, I'm going to pass out.
Oh, man.
Really scared me.
Yeah, it was Devil's Night was a big thing by us.
That's the thing in Michigan, right?
Yeah. It's kind of, they've cracked down on it probably in the last 25, 30 years. We were kids. It was the night before Halloween, and that was the night where you just couldn't cause trouble.
Yeah.
Where, you know, in our area, it was like you'd take bars of soap and you'd write things on your neighbor's windows like boo or something. Like,
boo.
On behalf of
when you got older, you'd be like, you would write poop or something.
The devil says
it'd be funny.
Boo.
You would egg people's houses, things like that. In the city, it was like, we're going to burn cars.
Yeah.
I remember when I went TPing, and it was me and my friend. And we went to the grocery store and we bought a bunch of toilet paper. And they were like, what are you guys doing? They were like, nothing. We just need all this.
I knew someone
really
when we were like early 20s, every Halloween would go buy apples and razor blades. Yeah, just to see if they'd stop him. Like, he wasn't putting razor blades in apples. He would just do it for like the jackass punk move of it.
Okay, so speaking of apples and like general fall time activities, how many of you guys have ever bobbed for apples?
Never.
I have
never.
I done it.
I did it too, and I was like really good at it. I was just like, got one right away.
Didn't you have to pin it against the bottom?
I was just.
That's one way.
Snatching
them
right out of the water.
If you're fast enough,
just a shark.
Yeah.
Just like,
if you got a light touch, you can just real quick. You can snap on them. And you just got to get the teeth in a little bit, just enough to get your head back.
But thinking back, that's so gross because it's like everybody is dunking their head into the water.
Their hair.
And
their
spittle. Yep. Yes.
Lice-covered
so
hair.
Remember one time, I don't remember what party it was for, but I didn't get to go to a lot of Phoebe's parties at school. And one year I did. and they were having all this great junk food and these big oversized glazed donuts, and they were tied to like a fishing pole.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and I won't say the kid's name. I remember it. He looked like Clarence, the cartoon, and I held it over him, and he took it like a bass. Like, he took the whole thing down and started choking, and, like, the string was coming out of his throat. Like, what the hell's happening?
We did that with mini donuts. But a bigger donut seems like a, a little easier, maybe.
Mm-hmm. I never lived like that.
No. Did you ever do a pinata?
No. Are you kidding me? In South Roxana?
I don't think I ever did either. That's why I'm asking. I don't think we ever had one either when I was a kid.
Nope.
I remember doing it once when I was very small at my brother's friend's birthday party. Because, you know, sometimes you get to tag along to, like, the older kid's party. And I was just scared of how violent it was. Mm. Like, everybody's just beating this thing.
No, one time I remember playing a game at Leslie Hensler's party. And it was a mason jar on the floor. And you had clothespins. And you would hold them by your nose and try to drop them into the jar. It's probably for the slow kids. And but I won. And I won a water gun. In the shape of a snake head.
It was pretty cool. That's cool.
It was pretty tight.
That's badass.
That's cool now.
Yeah. It was sweet.
I'm going to try to find one of those.
No, we used to put on backyard carnivals. My friend Stacy and I. Yeah. We'd create rides, and we'd make little frozen treats and sell them and things like that.
Where is Stacy now?
I have no idea.
You guys were industrious.
We were. We'd do backyard carnivals. We would do yard sales.
Man.
Yeah, all kinds of stuff.
We just did stupid things like we're going to stack bricks and put a board on it and try to jump our bikes.
Yeah, we were entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
Remember one year making $8?
Oh.
And I remember thinking, like, that's all the money in the world.
That's not bad for
not too bad
whatever
for a couple
year
of
that was. Yeah, yeah.
Third and fourth grade kids.
Yeah, when you're a kid, that's a lot of money. I'm sure you split it, right? Four bucks?
Oh, yeah.
Or did you each make $8?
We were partners.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I don't know where she is.
We should try to find her.
Should we?
Yes, Dave's like, I don't talk know. To her.
That wasn't my first thought either.
He's like, I don't know about that.
I'm just picturing her like listening to the show and being like, it didn't happen like that. We made $7. We didn't make $8.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 121. You know, one thing that I had a very, I think, very traditional school. And other than a couple of outliers, a very traditional upbringing. And, like, my teachers were great. My mom was a room mother every year and bring cupcakes and the whole bit. But I thought they did holidays really great. Like, we dressed up for Halloween. And we would go from class to class and just, like, walk through. And I remember having this thought for the first time. I'm such a narcissistic little bag. And I just thought everyone was there to see me. Like, no matter what I was wearing, I could be wearing, like, a Kmart, Planet of the Apes, or I could be dressed like Popeye, or whatever it was. I'm just like, they're drinking this in. And and then to, like, see another kid's like, oh, that's pretty good. Oh, Casper, huh? I see where you're going with that. And being like, oh, my God, people are looking at other people besides me.
I have to think that's pretty common.
Yeah, I think so.
Because, I mean, I had some of that as a kid, too. I remember thinking, like, well, everyone else is a robot, and I'm the only person who actually
exists.
Yeah,
you took that up a notch.
Well, I mean... I was a child.
Solipsistic 6-year-old.
Well, I mean, but you are
everyone else is a dream.
You are the center of attention, though, for a lot of your life when you're little.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you see, I mean, this sounds silly, but you see everything out of your own eyeballs.
Yeah.
So, of course,
there's no perspective.
Yeah, there's no perspective. Like, you only know this life through you.
Yeah.
So,
yep.
I loved Thanksgiving and Christmas lunches at school because you would go to the cafeteria, get a special lunch. Usually turkey, and a little ice cream, like in the shape of a Christmas tree. And then you go back to your classroom, crazy, and sit at your desk and eat lunch, which you never got to do.
That
was really cool.
Instead of eating in the cafeteria?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
I always really liked Valentine's Day in elementary school because you would take a shoebox and decorate that as your Valentine's Day mailbox.
Same.
And typically there was like a contest of who had the best mailbox. Uh-huh. And every year I was like, this is my year. Uh-huh. It's going to happen. And I never won once.
No, same. Same.
Never won.
I hated that so much.
Oh, I would live and die over which Valentine I gave to who.
Oh.
Yes, me too.
I wouldn't want the wrong woman to get the wrong idea.
Yeah. You don't want
anybody.
Because
I just cavalierly threw out choo-choo, choose me. You know? I don't want that kind of responsibility on my soul.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just didn't want to do it.
And then, but I would watch the girl I had a crush on pick mine up and see it was for me and look for a reaction I never got. Like, yeah. I never got what I was looking for.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that's the thing that they don't understand about.
Still haven't.
They think that it's like when teachers set this up or whoever it is who sets this nightmare up, they think it's like, oh, this will be a fun thing for the kids. The kids will love this. No, it's torture. It's emotional torture.
Did you guys ever have candy grams at Valentine's time?
Oh, those were the worst.
Those actually were.
High school.
Yeah, it was like a high school thing. But you could basically purchase a Valentine that would be sent to your crush or
with
your friend.
Little sucker.
Yes, mm-hmm. During class. They would be delivered during class publicly in front of everyone.
Yeah.
So then, of course, like the pretty popular girls would get like 10 candy grams.
Yeah.
And then you're sitting there like, okay, well.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah. I mean, nobody.
I would love to get one myself.
I can beat you. We had at homecoming, I think they're chrysanthemums, but I could be wrong. But they sold, like you would wear a different color if you were single. Or taken.
Okay.
But I didn't realize it was just for the girls.
Sorry.
So in seventh grade, I was rocking I'm Single Chrysanthemum walking through the cafeteria.
That's just so you know.
Overall, that's not a terrible idea. If you got like a school dance and you know somebody's got a boyfriend or a girlfriend or whatever, you don't have to bother that person.
Yeah.
Did you guys, okay, so I've never been to a dance. We didn't have dances at my high school. Did your high schools have the Sadie Hawkins dance that
I
would always see on TV?
Yeah, we called it the twerp dance.
The what?
Twerp. The woman is requested to pay is what
that's called. And invite the boy, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Man, so I don't know. It was weird because we didn't do any of that stuff in grade school. In high school, I went to a guy's high school, so it would be like there would be a dance at the girl's school. And you just all go to that, and then there'd be some at our school, and then they would all come to that. So
when
it was
the
like,
first time you took a girl to a thing?
Oh, it was probably a homecoming or prom thing. Probably, I don't remember. I hated that stuff, man.
Could you try
some stupid thing
harder to appear human?
What? No. I mean, I liked hanging out. I mean, we had fun, but I always hated formal things. I always hated that. I always hated.
I took a female to a prom thing.
I hated dressing.
Probably a homecoming or. Prom.
I hated dressing up. I hated all the, here's a flower. I hated all that stuff. Yeah, yeah. I took, I can't remember what was her
Susan
name.
Susan hit the lottery.
She did. No, she got me after that, after I grew out of all that. Because that was not required in college. See, we didn't do any of that stuff. You just had parties and you went out.
Yeah.
You went to South Beach. Like, that was cool.
Yeah.
In a little prom thing.
Because you weren't born in 1840 Atlanta.
Yes! Thank you! I was a product of my time. I wanted to be hanging out like Don Johnson on Miami Beach. I didn't want to be going to like some formal.
Yeah.
Every girl's dream.
Oh, I took the cookie girl to the prom. I didn't remember doing that.
Say that again slower.
That's the what they called her.
So I worked at Sears, and then the girl that I liked worked at the cookie place. And I didn't even know her outside of that, just going to get cookies at breaks. And I'm like, yeah, you want to go? Sure. All right, let's go.
Did you go get a lot of cookies?
I got a lot. Well, I mean, come on. It could have been anybody working there. I would have gotten a lot of cookies.
Yeah, I had a crush on the girl who was the checker at Tomboy.
Okay.
And I was spending my whole landscaping money on like pickles. Like,
yeah, but at 16, I was getting a cookie every time I had a shift for sure.
You had to what?
Get a cookie every time I had a shift at Sears. Boy, if it was every time of that.
I like that story, Will. That's like the ultimate working at the mall experience.
Yeah.
Like, yep, I went and got the cookie. The cookie girl was cute. Like, we can all relate to that.
What was her name?
Honest to God, I think it was Jedi. It's been a long time, man.
Sure.
That was like 40 years, almost 40 years ago.
Jake says, cookie for a poopy. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Sure.
I mean, later on, you know.
Welcome back, DGS 133. Wheels was just talking about that he liked the dances in high school. You'd go with a date or you'd try to pick up a girl. And it brought me back to, gosh, probably 19... 88, and my roommate and I went to, pardon me, it's down by Union Station. It was a ton of bars. I think it was called Lynn Dickey's back then. We went for New Year's Eve, just the two of us, which is always a great move. And I was dressed like the lead singer of Mr. Mister with a white shirt buttoned up all the way and a big red cardigan and a bolo tie. And my hair was really long in the back and thin on top. So I had a skullet. And this girl was just watching me the whole night, just never took her eyes off me. And so around midnight, I approached her hoping for like the classic, you know, midnight kiss. And she said, "I have been watching you all night." And I said something like, "I've noticed." And she goes, "You look just like Phil Collins." Now, if you told me that today, I'd be like, right on. Phil's a good-looking man. But back then, when you're 23, you don't want to look like Phil Collins. And I just walked away with my tail between my legs.
Was it meant as a compliment?
Well, I mean, she watched me all night, so she might have had like a Phil Collins thing.
She should have maybe stuck that out for a minute.
No, not me. Hit the eject button as soon as possible.
She could have been like, "I think Phil Collins is the hottest man on earth."
Yeah.
And you'd have been like, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, she didn't say like you look like Fred Flintstone, but...
Who's not bad.
That's fine.
Let's be real. You do a lot worse than Fred.
Yeah.
I really do think I just walked away, though. Like, I didn't even have anything clever to back with.
You got more. You get more clever things when you're older, and you don't need them.
Yeah,
you're just full of clever.
It's because of all the time you spend going over it in your head and going, "What should I have said there?"
You just have instead that more, of you have more nothing. Interactions. Yeah.
Have you guys seen like on TikTok or any kind of social media when people do a "hear me out" cake?
No.
Have you seen this?
No.
So basically, I don't know why they do it with a cake, but it's just become the trend. You take a cake and then you put pictures of different celebrities or different fictional characters like on sticks. You kind of poke that into the cake as if you're putting candles on the cake. Mm-hmm. And the whole point is like, look, this is not someone you would normally consider a love interest, but hear me out.
And you have multiple people?
Yeah, you have like four or five people that you put on there.
People who are not classically attractive.
Precisely. Okay. So like maybe for this lady, for her, it was Phil Collins.
Okay. So I would have been on her cake.
Could be.
Perhaps. Perhaps.
Could be. Could be.
Who are yours?
I mean, Robin Hood from the children's animated
cartoon
film.
Fox, right?
Yes, the cartoon fox, for sure. I mean, I don't think people normally look at him as a sex symbol, but I certainly did.
He got you.
As a child. Yeah. And presently.
Okay. Fair enough. Look out, Kurt.
He still looks good.
Was it his cavalier attitude that
Absolutely.
You were attracted to?
Yes. It was 100% his personality. It was like, that's a man who doesn't let anything get in his way.
Well, mm-hmm. I can't say anything because I was attracted to Bugs Bunny when he dressed up in drag.
You and Garth.
Yeah, I thought, like, hey.
He saw that in Wayne's World and you're like,
there is nothing wrong with
can't
that.
Can't identify.
Wheels, anyone you've been attracted to over the years who would not be conventionally?
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
I believe that.
As soon as Rach said that, I'm like, I'm going to have no answer. Because no, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not a big, like throughout my life, I've never been like a big, like, I have a crush kind of person.
Yeah, I don't see that from you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I've really been that way.
I have a crush on you right now.
No, that's okay. You're probably the only one that's ever been the crush on me.
Kevin goes to put his hear me out thing on the cake, and it's just a little sign that says, "I love my wife."
I mean, that's true. That's absolutely true. But even that,
it's a picture
like,
of himself.
I told this story before, but even that, like, that wasn't like right off the gate. Hey, boy, we really like each other. I mean, she would leave when I walked in.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
every
you
time.
You that. Liked her from the beginning, though.
Well, no,
right?
I just thought she was really cute. I thought she was hot, but like, you know,
were you trying to impress her?
No, not at that time. Not at that time, because then I realized, wow, this person leaves when I come in.
So, this is less than ideal.
My response to that was, I'm just gonna kind of hang back. Not Rich, gonna.
I know you know this story, but I don't think Wheels does. I went out with this girl in the evening, and we ended up staying the night together. Nothing happened, really didn't. It was just like passed out. And then the next day we went to the Galleria, and I had just seen Michael Keaton in something, and he was being very Michael Keaton-ish, you know, and very charming and funny.
I know where this is going.
Yeah, and I was doing a really bad impression of him. I was just like, I remember we were in Things Remembered, and there was like a glass apple, and I like put it on top of my head or something.
Wow.
And I said to her, have you ever known anyone as crazy as me? And she let enough time go by, like 2 seconds, and she goes, well, I've never known anyone who wanted to appear as crazy as you. And it just, just laced me.
I mean, I was definitely the person that was clowning nonstop.
Yeah.
Like, I know that shocks you guys. But like, from a little kid, I was always clowning some way, somehow. If there was a family photo, I made a face.
But I thought that's what women wanted. They wanted you to be a fool.
I gotcha. You thought they wanted the show.
Yeah. Welcome to the show.
Yeah. You want to get entertained a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
Well, evidently there was.
Well, I mean, maybe there is. I mean, I'm not exactly the one to ask.
Dude, Things Remembered.
Things Remembered.
I just looked it up. It's still online. I don't know if any stores still exist, but you can still order stuff online.
Almost definitely not. That was one of the... I mean, last OGs holding on at the Alton Square.
Yes.
It has gone the way of Alton Square.
Yeah.
It has passed away, sadly.
Yeah.
We should open a store called Things Forgotten.
Yeah.
Is anyone else just sweating in
here? Yeah, I'm sweating my ass off.
I'm usually cold and I feel fine, so that means it's hot.
Sweating.
Yeah, you want a fan? I got some
I got
fans
the
in
rib
here.
Sweat going right now.
You got fans in there?
I got several fans in here.
This is great though. Isn't it great? Like you can't temperature control the room you're in.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I'll bring a fan
it's
in.
Like
we'll
a fun little adventure every
day. It's like Club Random. You know, every once in a while it's gonna be cold, then it's gonna be hot.
Lose some weight during this show.
I mean, good Lord. I'm cutting weight for a wrestling match.
Mm-hmm. We spend one, I love that it's 1 to 3, 1 to 3 years on the toilet in your life, depending on how long you spend.
Okay. And that's per year?
And they think that...
that's about what I'm hitting.
They think that it may go to 5 with smartphones.
I don't get it.
Yeah, I'm gonna be at the pearly gates, and Peter's gonna be like, you know, we really don't have that much to go through. For every minute you spend on the toilet, you spend a minute off of it.
I mean, God, that's crazy.
Yeah,
who wants to spend more time that way?
You spend 3 years driving.
Yeah, I can feel that. I'm probably gonna be higher than that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I'm gonna be on the low end of the other one.
Yeah, Wes said that 10 years ago he worked at Things Remembered. He was an engraver.
Oh.
That seems tough.
Yeah, that's fancy. Mark is listening from Bethalto. Hey, where did my person go who went to St. Pius? I'm wearing my St. Pius shirt, and they said they went to St. Pius. So.
Oh.
They think I went there, too. No, I just have a thing about wearing other men's clothing.
Look, Dave just found this shirt somewhere and liked the way it looks.
For 100%.
I mean, that's a softball shirt for sure.
Yeah, I have this weird clothes fetish about finding clothes like this, probably from the 90s or the early 2000s, that someone loved. Someone loved this number 11 St. Pius shirt. I love that. Mm-hmm. And now it's mine.
It could have belonged to him, Mr. Ortman Woodcroft, which is definitely a real name.
Why gotta be all ugly with...
Because that's a funny name. It's an interesting name, I should say. It's not funny.
It's not Woodcraft?
I think it is Woodcraft. I misread it.
just killing it with that one.
Get over this weird name. Oh, wait, that's not it.
Oh, wait, that's incorrect. That's my own name. Whoops.
You know what I don't understand?
No.
How waterfalls work.
What?
Gravity.
Where do that water just keep coming from?
Gravity.
Mountains.
I know, but like, are there just big giant lakes up on mountains?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then there's also rain.
I don't believe
it. Rains up on the mountain.
There's rain and snow, which turns into water.
Is there a zero-sum water game going on Earth? Like, we have all the water we're ever going to have.
It just keeps getting recycled.
And it just keeps getting recycled.
I don't know.
I don't think so. I think that...
Where does it come from, then?
Mountains. Well,
mountains don't make rain.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. Well, you wouldn't think it would.
Something.
Yeah, it may be zero sum because I know that there is the fear that we will someday run out of water.
Not if my back keeps going like this.
This says no, the total amount of water on Earth does not significantly change.
Okay.
So it may vary a little bit from here to there, but it just keeps on doing the thing.
Yeah, but the waterfall, like the water runs down. Eventually it gets to like the ocean or whatever, where it gets pulled back up into the sky. Then that comes down in the form of rain and snow on the mountaintops, which funnel back down through the waterfall.
Remember my dad, we're by the river. We grew up not too far from the river, and there's a water treatment plant, and I ask him about it. And he goes, oh, yeah, like people up north, they drink the water from the river, then they pee, and they put that in the river. And it goes a little farther south, and then other people drink it, and then they pee. And I'm like, how far south are we? Like, I still don't know if that's true. I guess basically it's true.
My brother used to work for the water plant.
Yeah?
We could ask him.
Was he putting the pee in or taking it out?
I think he was taking it out, but okay. I'm not 100%.
I'm the head pee guy down at the water plant.
See, Lauren says we're at Niagara Falls 2 weeks ago, and I had the same question. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for your candor.
You know who's going to know is Dave Murray. We can ask Dave
Murray.
It
seems like a lot of water, right?
I disagree, Rach. He doesn't know a lot of stuff like that. Like, a lot of times he'll be like, oh, it's a good
question.
He's
an idiot.
Oh, my God.
Andrew's just dropping bombs, yeah, man. Your name is stupid.
I am allowed with Dave Murray because he has said some of the meanest, cruelest things to me.
He does come for your neck quite often.
I have no guilt about saying that. But the ones like Niagara, those are the ones that make me rethink what I was saying about, like, you know, how it goes up the mountain. Because that's so much water.
Are you admitting that what you said was a complete guess?
No, what I said was correct, but that's so much water.
That's the most classic Andrew thing of all time.
It is so, because there's no pump that takes it back up to the top,
right?
As far as I know.
So the Niagara Falls is fed by the Niagara River, which is in turn supplied by the Great Lakes.
Which is supplied by?
Well, I mean, they're great, so.
Pretty good lakes.
Glaciers.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX 149. Happy Friday to you. If you want to watch us do the show, if you want to watch my back sweat, you can go to Facebook or YouTube, and we have us up there. We have the stream where you can comment. Mark Martin says, Dave, you need to come out to the Dad's Club some Saturday night. We would love to have you. Dad's Club Park is the park in South Roxana where I played baseball, where I went to the South Roxana Carnival, where I just jackassed around on my bike. I would love to go to Dad's Club Park. Yeah, give me some information, Mark.
Fun.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Where would you like to return to from your childhood?
Ooh, the first thing that popped into my head was there was a baseball diamond in Grafton that was like kind of up on a bluff.
Nice.
They ended up, you know, getting rid of it because they built condos up there. I believe that's Aries Winery now.
Hmm.
But it was really cool. It's where my brother played his Quarry League games up there, and it was just a nice place. I don't know. I was very small when we would go up there, and I just had all these different like nooks and crannies that I would be running around.
That's fun.
It was really special. I wish I could go back, but doesn't exist anymore.
Who was recently in Grafton and took the ski lift up?
I mean, I did that within the last.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm sure that's who I'm thinking of.
Yeah,
was it scary?
No. No. So actually, I can actually kind of explain this. The reason it's not super scary is because as you are, after the first, 2 minutes or so, as you're going up, the ground is kind of rising with you because you're going up a hill.
Yes.
So you, as you're going higher up, you're kind of staying the same distance from the ground. So while you are, you know, higher up off the ground, you're not getting that sense of like, I'm going up and up and up further and the ground is getting further and further
away
from me.
Now you get that that's all ski lifts. It's kind of the way they're built. Because they're built on the ground.
Yeah, right. And they're just taking you up the hill that it's going up. Yeah.
Yes.
No, I've never considered that before.
Okay.
I've never been to a mountain or skiing.
I feel like when it first opened, I did that with my grandma, and we did the open air one. And no, it wasn't scary. Did you do the open air or the enclosed?
I have done both. The enclosed sucks and is terrible. Mm. It's just, it doesn't suck. It's stuffy. You know what I mean? There's no, you know, they've got little slats where air can get through or whatever, but it's a little stuffy in there, and, you know, it's plastic windows, so it can be a little cloudy. Like, it's just a better experience on the open air one, and it's really not. I mean, as somebody who's terrified of heights, I didn't really, the first couple seconds bothered me, but then it's like, all right, you feel secure in the thing. And, you know, you're just kind of hanging out and looking around, and you can look down and see the deer walking through the field or whatever. Yeah, it's nice. It does make sense, though, what you're saying about the ski lifts.
Yeah.
I now understand that that makes sense that that is how
now, some
work.
Are higher than others.
Mm.
Like the one I do in Colorado is probably 20 feet off the ground, which is not a giant fall, but enough to...
That'll break a leg.
Yeah.
Oh, did you...
If you land wrong.
Did you drive up Pikes Peak, were you telling...
No, God, no.
That is a terrifying-looking drive.
Yeah, no.
I saw thanks. That on... Somebody was driving that on TikTok the other day, and it's like, this can't be real.
Dude, when we were in high school, I did the trip to France as the exchange program, and we were driving through the Alps, and I felt like I was on the passenger side near the rail. I felt like I was looking over like there was no rail. It is so tight, and it is such a long drop.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, I hope this guy's a good driver.
Making my palms sweat.
Yeah, it was a lot. And I'm not scared by most of that stuff, but I was there, and I'm like, this is really close.
The videos from like Venezuela or something like that.
Oh my God.
Where they're in a bus and there's no guardrail.
Yeah, not a fan of that. I mean, you know, the bus is going to probably go over the guardrail or knock it out anyway, but like still, yeah, that's crazy, man. And I guess people generally make it because, right?
Yeah, probably so. We scroll 86 miles in our lifetime.
Roll.
Yeah, that seems low.
Might be per year.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I was going to say.
I think it's per year.
Okay.
Yeah, year sounds more realistic.
Yeah,
because
like one, you can scroll like 2 feet with just one.
Well, if you give it a good
pass.
Yeah, give it a good zoom.
It's like you're just feeling the, spinning the wheel on Wheel of Fortune, or Price is Right.
I always loved it when they did it super fast. Like it's some big guy and he just rips it and it spins really fast. I always liked that. That was satisfying.
Have you been watching any more Wheel lately, Dave? I know this was a thing a couple weeks ago.
Pretty good at it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wheel is so fun.
I could sit here and pretend I'm not.
No, Wheel is so fun.
Dave's like, I got to get on that show, make some money.
I think I would choke.
Do you?
I do.
I would.
Even
100%.
Doing this, like where you're always.
Yeah.
I wonder if we could translate that to the radio. Yeah.
What's that?
Wheel.
No, it's very visual.
You know, shut up. I haven't tried yet. Mr. Negative.
Just saying.
No.
Got a big board with letters that light up. That's kind of a feature.
Well, we have a stream now.
Well.
You guys feel like you're chokers? Like,
yes.
No.
Actually, yes.
Like in the moment?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely not.
Yeah, of course.
More intellectual, though. More intellectual than physical. Like, playing baseball, I always think, okay, I'm going to drop this ball. But I typically don't. But intellectual things like that, like that's why I don't play games with you guys. I'm always the host because I'm really bad at it.
Yeah.
When I'm at home, I know this is a classic, but when I'm at home playing by myself or with a friend, I'm great. But I think that if I were actually on the show, I think I would just be Cindy Brady, deer in headlights. I wouldn't get a single thing right.